You wanted to sing this morning, didn't get an opportunity. You will definitely get one tonight. God is good. Can you say amen? All right. Let's turn in our Bible to the book of Genesis. And you can remain seated for just a couple of minutes. Today is Father's Day. And we do want to honor our fathers. Thank God for my dad. I told a little bit this morning. Look at my Bible a little bit. God is so good. Genesis chapter number 18. Locate that verse, but do remain seated just for a couple of minutes. I'm excited about the message this morning. I hope you received something from it. I want to title it Fathers in Focus. And consider the name of the message. Although it is Father's Day and my message is titled Fathers in Focus, I want to say that moms, you're involved in this too. Anyone that has influence over another life, you're involved in this too. And how many recognize that takes care of every last one of us?
Amen.
But fathers is our focus today. I read this on the internet the other day and it really struck a chord with me. Listen to this. It says, one night a father overheard his son pray, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my daddy is." Later that night, the father prayed, "Dear God, make me the kind of man my son wants me to be." Oh, I read that and it just touched my heart. You know, so many times our kids look up to us and we need to be how our kids see us. Amen. But we're going to look at several things today. Genesis chapter number 18. Locate verse number 17 if you'll stand to your feet. Hallelujah. I am praying for God to do something in me. I'm praying for the Lord, and here's how I feel. I'm praying for the Lord to retool me, to put me on the potter's wheel once again, and mold me into what He wants me to be. How many are going to join me on the wheel?
Amen.
And as we feel topsy-turvy, and as it begins to spin round, round, and around, and feel like we're going to get slung off, Brother Russell, I'm going to hang on that wheel. And I'm going to let His hands plunge deep inside of me. And Sister Charlotte, mold me into the person He wants me to be. But I want Him to retool me, to refocus me, to use me. And I'm stirred up. I know we were in camp meeting all week. But even besides that, you know, I believe God wants to have camp meeting here at the Church of God at Dunville. I believe He does. And I want to be willing and ready when the Lord moves us that way. Notice Genesis 18, verse 17. And I'll read a few verses of Scripture and we'll pray. It says, "And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again this morning. We praise you for your mercy, your love, your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for this assembly of believers today. Thank you, Father, for fathers here that are willing, Lord, to raise their kids in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord and to walk in your ways and to be the example that you'd have them to be. Father, today we acknowledge you in all of our ways. Direct our path. Be glorified through us. Have your way this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a few definitions in case you didn't pick up through my title, Fathers in Focus. I sort of want to play today off of the letter F. It's interesting. That's the first initial of my dad's name. His name was Felix. But Fathers in Focus is my thought today. A father, by definition, is he who begets a child. In the Latin, it meant a genitor or a generator. When we refer to something that engineers, someone that engineers or begins something, we call them the father of. And you, many fields of study, we find or identify an individual as the father of this role of medicine or this type of science. But father means to begin something. How many believe that we need to father something in our church? I want this message today to father something in you, a seed be planted in you, and that seed grow within you, and you birth something for God. I want to be the father of that this morning. The second F is a family. And how many understand the family is under attack today? We know the family is under attack today. And regardless of what the government defines a family as, God already beat them to it. The family was the first institution even before the church. And God made Adam, and God made Eve, and God has one man, one woman for one life. That is God's plan. Amen. But man's tried to convolute that. But a family is the collective body of persons who live in one house under one head or manager, a household, including parents, children, and servants, as the case may be, lodgers and boarders. And as touched when Sister Connie was talking about her dad and the generosity and how that he opened his home. Wonderful example, Sister Connie. The love we see that a father has, and he exemplifies that towards strangers and those that are without. Father, faith, family, number three, faith. Faith is belief. How many believe that faith is important? It is the assent of the mind to the truth of a proposition advanced by another. That's a big statement. Faith is you having confidence in something else. It's you believing it. Amen. I believe the Word of God. I believe it from Genesis to Revelation. I believe all of it was inspired as God moved upon men of old as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Number four is part of my title. It is focus. And a focus is a central point, a point of concentration. The verb, if we focus on something, we concentrate on it and we put our energy into it. How many believe God this morning wants us to focus on His Word and on the things of Him? And I believe today that I want to call, and what God is asking me to share with you is that we want to call our fathers to be focused on His kingdom. Amen. Abraham was a father. He was the father of faith. In fact, we read through the Word of God, father and faith, referring to Abraham, appears in 30 different verses. So God, through the whole Word of God, identified this man as the father of faith. Now, I've asked you to read with me here in Genesis 18. Notice closely what it says here as God, angels, as they are communicating. He says, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing he's going to become a great and mighty nation?" And notice he says, "All nations of the earth shall be blessed in him." How many understand what that is a prophecy of? That is a foretelling of Jesus Christ being born as a child of Abraham, because in the loins of Abraham a child was born, and that child died on the cross of Calvary, was God in the flesh, Jesus Christ, and in him all the nations of the earth are blessed, and I am blessed today because of the seed of Abraham, born in the household of Abraham, born in the house of David, born in the tribe of Judah, born of Mary, amen, in a stable in Bethlehem. Therefore, I have salvation available to me. I'm blessed today. Amen. Now, notice verse number 19. And I love this phrase. Abraham's going to be blessed to the greatest extent, fathering our Savior in the world. But God said He knew him. Read verse 19 with me. First four words. "For I know him." Now, Abraham knew God, but you know even greater than that is God knew Abraham. How many know God today? You know what's greater than that? God knows you. How many are glad God knows you and He still loves you? Hallelujah. God has infinite knowledge. There's nothing we can hide from Him. He's omniscient. He has all knowledge. He's ever-present, omnipresent, and He has all power. He's omnipotent. He's all these omni-things. Hallelujah, and He's able and willing today. I'm praising Him for that. It says, "I know Him that He will command His children." The father of faith, God understood, was a father in focus. He knew that he had a job to do and that he would teach his children and would command them the good things of God. Now, God knowing this, He will command His children. And notice this phrase, "and his household after him," which means his grandchildren and beyond. How many catch that? "And they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." Now, Abraham was 99 years old when God told Abraham, next year you're going to have a son, and that son will be the seed of promise, for in Isaac your seed will be called. How many know it says that? So Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Tell your neighbor, say 100. Now we're going to do just a little bit of math here. I've not done this in the past. Isaac, when he was 60 years old, had Esau and Jacob. So let's do the math. If Isaac was 60 when his sons was born, and Abraham was 100 when Isaac was born, how old was Abraham when his grandbabies was born? Somebody say 160. Am I right so far? Now, you Bible scholars, how long did Abraham live? 175. Very good. So that meant from 160 to 175, Papa had his grandbabies to do what? God knew what he would do. He would command his children and his household after him. So I picture this, and y'all may recall me saying it. I believe he had Esau and Jacob on one knee and then the other, and he was telling them how Jehovah God was going to bless them, and that in one of their seed, the blessing that would bless the entire earth would be there. For 15 years, I believe he funneled it in and gave it and focused it into these children. And we ask the question, why God, and how many understand in the book of Malachi, God said, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. Why would God use such strong language when we know he's the God of love? But we see that Esau developed some type of attitude toward his inheritance to the point that given the opportunity, he sold it for a bowl of soup. He had the wrong attitude, although Papa Abraham told him the right way. If you're with me so far, say amen. Let's roll back to the previous chapter, chapter number 17. I want to give you a Hebrew word today. How many have a Strong's lexicon of Hebrew and Greek words? If you have one, I want you to raise your hand. How many know when you read these Hebrew words and Greek words, we don't hardly half understand them anyways, do we? I want to give you Hebrew word number one. And it's Ab. A-B. Think of that word. Genesis 17 and 1, and when Abram, notice just Abram, was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, I am Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee and multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face and talked with God, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father. I want you to say that with me. Say, Father. You're going to be a father of many nations. Verse number 5, here we go. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram. Abram means high father. But thy name shall be Abraham. Abraham means father of a multitude. Hear this barren old man. God is now promising him what? Your seed is going to be like a multitude. For a father of many nations have I made thee. I'll make thee exceeding fruitful and make nations of thee. Kings will come out of thee. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. How many understand that blessings and covenants apply to households and families? How many also understand that curses can apply to families too? We can read that through the law. I believe that if we serve God, fathers, if you serve God, mothers, if you serve God, blessings can be passed to your children. You can focus the blessings of God into your home, onto your children, into their life, that they will be raised to walk in the ways of God. I do believe that. I do believe that. Verse number 8, and I will give thee into that seed after thee the land wherein you're a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. And here's what Grandpa wanted to hear, and I will be their God. Oh, hallelujah. How many would like to hear that? Amen. That God's going to be my children's God. I want that. I want to convey to them. You may leave a large inheritance. You may leave little houses and property and land to your kids, but the best thing you can leave to your children is a heritage of God. Amen. You say amen. The first word in the Hebrew alphabet, as listed in Strong's lexicon, is the word Ab. And the word Ab means father. What an interesting word to start. How many dads knows it starts with us? How many believe you're the head of the household? Folks don't want to take that responsibility. They don't want to take that obligation. I believe that we should get back to that. Say amen.
Amen.
You should be. Be a man. Ladies, be a man. All of us just grow up. Say amen.
Amen.
But Ab is father. And that's where we get Ab, starting Abraham and Abram. It's where we get father, starting off their names. And can you imagine Abraham as he left Ur of the Chaldees when he was 75 years old with the name Hi, Father. And here he don't have a young. Can you imagine the devil goading him and prodding him? Now, y'all can't picture this, can you? The enemy ever give y'all a hard time? Oh, look who you are. Abraham. I bet the devil said, Abra who? Can you imagine? Here you are. You're serving God. You're walking with God. You didn't have a kid. How many understand that knowing God is blessing in this life?
Amen.
Amen. And regardless of things down here, we're going to serve Him for all of eternity. Now, down here in the same chapter, I'm not going to read it, but down verse number 23. Abraham was the father of a multitude. Became that. And he walked by faith even when God told him to offer Isaac. He told him, and Isaac, your seed will be called. Abraham was going through with killing his son. We know the story. Not going to get into that today. But have me understand, he was an example of faith for his household. And he funneled into them a belief in God. He left the paganistic origins of his house way back in Ur of the Chaldees and followed Jehovah God everywhere God would lead him. And he was an example to his home. He was the father of faith. Verse 23 of Genesis 17, it says, God told Abraham to circumcise all his household. And circumcision was a sign and a seal of the covenant that God made with them. And can you imagine? And how many here currently have teenage children? Wait a minute, you got teenage children. Anybody got teenage children? How many have had teenage children? How many understand teenage children? No, it's hard to understand teenage children. How many think you understand teenage children? All right. Ishmael was 13 years old when daddy said, you're going to get circumcised. All the males in his household. Now, I know times were different back then, but you got to think, what was in the lives of his whole household that they willingly let Abraham do such a thing? Friends, I want you to know, when I was a teenager, if my daddy come toward me with a knife, someone say, praise the Lord. That wasn't going to work this teenager. So you've got to admit here and think about Abraham and the role that he played and what he done in focusing the worship and the service of God into his household. They knew he was hearing from God and they was willing even to go to that extreme, although they were adults. Every servant in his house, every man in his house, even his 13-year-old son was willing to let him do that. How many can see Father Abraham lived the life in front of them? They seen that. They had to. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
Listen to this. Deuteronomy 4:9. He says, only take heed to thyself and keep that which I command this day. It shall be in thine heart. God is saying the words Moses conveyed to the children of Israel. Let them know that the words is going to be in their heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Talk to them when you sit in your house. As you walk, by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up, you know why you're so preoccupied with the Bible and the things of God? Because it's in your heart. Have you understand that? If it's in your heart, it's going to come out. You hear the story of the sponge, that when it's under pressure, what's really inside comes out. Friends, I want you to know, when we're under the pressure of this life, we've got our Word. We've got the Word of God in our heart. It's going to come out, and folks are going to see it. He said, hide it in your heart. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. How many know Joshua 24:15? If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, well, choose this day whom you will serve. Whether the God your father served on the other side of the flood. It's interesting that Abraham came out of a pagan origin, pagan roots, and still served God. And I want you to know, many of you, your fathers didn't serve the Lord. I know my dad didn't serve the Lord growing up. Hallelujah. But Jesus shined in my heart. I found the path. And I'm walking in the path. And as I mentioned in Sunday school, I had the privilege of leading my daddy to the Lord. Amen. But regardless of what our fathers in the past done, I'm walking with Jesus today. And I'm going to be an example and a light unto my children today. Can you say amen? He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:6, and these words, they're going to be in your heart. Someone say amen. I just read that. Praise the Lord. I'm getting ahead of myself. Deuteronomy 4:9, only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things that thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Can I put it in this way? He's saying, pass the torch to the next generation. Turn to Psalm 78. And as you are turning, as you are locating this, I need two volunteers today. Who wants to help me today? Where's Elijah? Elijah, will you help me today? Praise the Lord. All right. Who else wants to help? Where's Aaron? Aaron, do you want to help me today? Come on up. I want you to help me today. Just sort of hold tight just a minute. Elijah's my buddy. Praise the Lord. All right. Notice this. This is in Psalm 78, verse 3. It says, which we have heard and known, the ways of God, and our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children. And here we go. Are y'all reading this with me? How many reading this with me? Say amen.
Amen.
Showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord. How many want to show our children the praises of the Lord? I hate to put them on the spot. They're all right, though. They can handle it. They're tough. How do we convey the love of God? How many believe our children, and we're not praising God for a show, but how many recognize that when we praise God in front of our children see that?
Amen.
Something is conveyed. The baton is passed. When we praise God. Amen. Now let me keep reading. And His strength, His wonderful works that He hath done, for He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know Him, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children. Can someone say praise the Lord? Give me a second. I'm going to rearrange a little bit of furniture here. And I'm going to ask Elijah and Aaron to do something for me. And my thought today is for the fathers. I want you to be a father in focus. And I want you to understand that you are an instrument, a critical instrument in your household. And what you do and the way you live your life make a difference. How many understand that? Moms, that applies to you too. So I want to illustrate this, and Elijah's going to help me, and Aaron's going to help me. Y'all just get over here just a little bit. I want everybody to see. Praise the Lord. How many notice the box up here? Anybody notice the box? There's a box up here, by the way. I just want to let y'all know there's a box up here. Hallelujah. All right. No, I'm sorry. Maybe next time. Praise the Lord. All right, Elijah's going to hold this. And Elijah's going to be your dad today. Y'all say hello to Father Elijah. All right, this is Father Elijah. I appreciate Elijah. I love you. He sings for us pretty much every service. And he's holding today, he's the father, and he's holding today the family. And have me understand, sometimes our families feel pretty empty. And that is empty. That's an empty bottle. How many know that's an empty bottle? For those of you folks listening by internet land, you can't see this, but you can hear it. Now, what we want to do is put something in the bottle, and that's why I've got Aaron here. Aaron's going to be the Lord today. Say hi to Aaron. All right. Here we go, Aaron. Okay. Okay, here's what we're going to do. She's going to pour and fill up. Okay, go ahead. Pour it in there. No, I'm joking. I want you to know, how many recall about a week and a half ago, I told you I already knew what God wanted me to preach on Father's Day? How many remember me making that statement? And I'll tell you what happened. I was going through a store, and I looked and seen something, and I thought, that's what we want to do for Father's Day. What do we need here? What do we need? What do we need? We need a funnel! All right, here we go. You pour it. Don't pour much. There's more water there in that bottle. Oh, by the way, that's good right there. How many get it? None was spilled. A father in focus is a funnel. This is what you are. You are an instrument that takes the glory of God and directs it into your household. And this is the word of the Lord unto you today. I have one of these. Thank you all. That's what I was wanting. I wanted to pick on somebody today, and you all are the ones I wanted to pick on. Let's give him a hand. Amen. I tell you what, dude. Elijah, come back and help me one more minute. I want you to give one of these. Every dad present, I want you to raise your hand. Elijah's going to give you a piece of paper. But I have one of these for every father today. And you know what I try to do every year is get something that'll make you think, that'll remind you of something. And it's a useful tool to boot. If you don't have one, you need one. How many know every man needs one of these? They're handy to have around. But the more I thought of that, the more I know this is what God wants us to be. Moms, God wants you to be this too, by the way. You're going to be the receptacle that's going to direct and channel the power of God into your home. And a father in faith is a father in focus that becomes a funnel. But this paper that Elijah is passing around, I want to read this to you. And then I'm going to walk around and I want all of our dads to stand and I'm going to pass a funnel to you. How many can see this year? I spell the word funnel in the title at the top. Starting at fathers. Fathers begins with F. Unction begins with U. How many can see funnel as we take each letter? But a father, how many know that a dad is more than a biological parent? Amen. Just because you've impregnated a woman don't make you a father. Amen. Fathers, you need unction. That is the anointing of God as your source of strength. The N is for now. Don't delay. See the urgency of the day we live. Fathers, you need to navigate. Guide the home, especially your own heart, with God's help. Eternity. With heaven in mind, guide your child's heart to the Savior. And the L of funnel is love. Love is the key. Love is the glue that holds homes together. Listen to this. Fathers of Dumble, will you join me in this pledge? I will be a funnel of the power of God, directing the flow of God's Spirit into my home. I pledge to focus my home for the glory of God. How many will pledge that with me? Fathers, will you pledge that with me? And then Joshua 24, we read that verse. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, read it with me. Serve the Lord. I want our fathers to stand. And as I walk by, I want you to receive one of these instruments of focus. By the way, I've never done this before. I've never seen anyone do this before. So you are at first here. And we've done a count. There should be enough for everyone should receive one. You're welcome. Someone say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All right. As I'm giving these last two, let's give our fathers a hand clap of appreciation this morning. Sister Betty, will you come to the piano this morning and prepare a song? I want us to get in. Brother Larry? Oh, is that right? Oh. Maybe you can help feed him with that. He's got a pretty good appetite. All right. God is good. Can you say amen? All right. For those fathers that regularly come that are not here today, understood, you know, we can send. We've got three letters to send them to you, home by you. But it's an interesting thing and an interesting novelty, and you'll think, but how many understand this is serious? And we've got an awesome responsibility upon us to raise a child alive in our hands. And the example we need to be is very, very important. And in looking at Abraham today, his household knew he walked with God. And I want our households to know that we walk with God. I want our children to know that they're loved and appreciated in our church. And in this church, there's examples for them to walk by. Let's stand to our feet this morning. We're getting ready to come and gather on the altar and pray. But the challenge is before you today, receive the word of God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning. We honor you this morning. We thank you this morning for your mercy, your goodness, your love. We thank you this morning for the power of your Spirit. And Lord, we just agree together in faith right now that you have your way, that you ministered every heart, every life. Lord, did you do the work that only, Lord, you can do. Jesus, today be glorified through us. Give us souls for our labor. Stir our hearts. Stir our minds, Lord. Stir us into action. May our hands be your hands. May our feet be your feet. And give us wisdom and understanding as we guide our households. That our households be households of faith. Minister by your power this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Let's come and gather on the altar this morning. Find a place and pray.
Heavenly Father, we appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you. Father, I'll bow down before you. Holy Father, I appreciate you. Son of God, I will magnify you. Son of God, I will magnify you. Great things. You Praise your holy name.